Episode 10, The Garden of Eden, A Place of Divine Fellowship. Scripture Focus, Genesis 2, 8-9. KJV, And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Devotional. The Garden of Eden was more than just a beautiful paradise. It was a place of divine fellowship where man walked in perfect communion with God. The Septuagint describes Eden as a place prepared by God's own hands, a sacred dwelling where humanity could experience his presence in an unbroken relationship. The Book of Jubilees describes Eden as a place of blessing and provision, established as a template for how mankind was meant to live. Surrounded by abundance, walking in obedience, and dwelling in harmony with creation. The Dead Sea Scrolls reflect on Eden as the first temple, where God's presence was fully known before sin disrupted his perfect order. The presence of the Tree of Life in the center of the garden is significant. This tree symbolizes eternal life and divine sustenance. The writings of the Essenes reflect on the Tree of Life as a representation of wisdom and the path to communion with God. In contrast, the tree of knowledge of good and evil represents the free will given to humanity, the choice to trust God's wisdom or seek independence apart from him. In Revelation 22, we see that the tree of life appears once again in the New Jerusalem, where God's people are fully restored to fellowship with him. This reminds us that Eden was never just a past reality, but a foreshadowing of God's ultimate plan to dwell with his people for eternity. Are we seeking to walk in fellowship with God as Adam once did in Eden? Although sin has broken that original intimacy, Jesus has made a way for us to be restored. Through his sacrifice, we are invited back into communion with the Father, experiencing the spiritual Eden of his presence even now. Eden was not just a physical paradise, it was a picture of the fullness of God's presence. Even today, God calls us into his presence to walk with him in peace and communion. When we seek him through prayer, worship, and his word, we step into the spiritual Eden he offers us. Jesus himself is the way back into that perfect fellowship. The question is, are we taking the time to walk with him? As we reflect on Eden, we should also recognize the importance of obedience. Adam and Eve's failure to trust God's wisdom led to separation. Yet through Christ, we are given the opportunity to restore that trust. When we surrender to him, we reclaim the closeness with God that was lost. Obedience is not about restriction. It is about remaining in the place where God's blessings flow freely. Let us take time to dwell in his presence, to seek his wisdom, and to trust in the provision he has given. Eden was a place of perfect peace and relationship, and through Christ, we can begin to experience that same peace today. When we pursue God's presence, we find ourselves renewed. The world around us may be chaotic, filled with distractions and burdens, but in him there is stillness, purpose, and joy. Just as Adam walked with God in the cool of the day, we too can walk with him now, setting aside time to hear his voice and experience his goodness. May we not wait for eternity to draw near to him, but seek him today, knowing that he is already near to us. His presence is our refuge, his wisdom our guide, and his love our eternal home. Father, thank you for the beauty and provision of Eden, a place where your presence dwelled in fullness. Though sin has separated us, we thank you that through Jesus, we can be restored to fellowship with you. Help us to walk daily in your presence, to seek the wisdom of the tree of life, and to trust in your perfect plan. May we live in obedience and find joy in the provision you have given, knowing that our true home is with you. Teach us to embrace your presence, to walk with you daily, and to trust in the abundant life you offer. May we choose your wisdom over our own understanding, and may our hearts be continually drawn back to you. In Jesus' name. Broadcast information. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 AM. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.